Jamon, you've talked a lot recently about playing complementary football. Did you feel like you saw a lot of that offense to defense today, especially after turnovers capitalizing on?
Yeah, we did a great job today on, like you said, feeding off each other. Defense making the big play, offense coming back, scoring, completing the drive, scoring the red zone, did a good job of that. That was a big emphasis on what we tried to do this week in practice.
The left side to Mark.
Jamon, that's three straight losses to those guys before today. How nice was it to go out there and turn the tables on?
Yeah, that's nice. I mean, just anybody coming in your home stadium, and the fact that we haven't beat them made it even better. But just anybody, any conference game coming in to Kyle Field, we take pride in that, and just try to come in here and not take a loss at home and just take some pride in that.
TV Row to Mike.
Jamon, you've been talking about this offense feeling like they were almost getting ready to go over the hump, kind of cross the hill. Did you have a sense that today you guys were going to break out and have a 6-touchdown, 7-touchdown game like that?
Yeah, I didn't know when it was going to come, but we had a great week of practice. You saw in the practice, we showed good signs of starting fast in practice and not having those lulls and not having those drafts in practice. So I feel like it turned out well in the game. It translated and made the right went over that hump well. So yeah, we made the right in the right road. So we're looking to do good in the future now.
Right in front to Travis.
Your first touchdown came right after Kellen ran the ball, took that big hit. There was some kind of pushing and shoving.
Yeah.
What do you remember about the lead up to that play, and how important was it to get a score after y'all faced a little adversity like that compared to maybe some weeks past?
Kellen went down, got hit. Somebody grabbed his shoe or whatever, and we all kind of stepped up for him and just kind of had his back, and it was good to take that. Even though we got a flag, take the next play and score and put it in the end zone for Kellen and just show him we're there for him and just help him out.
Over to the right to Gabe.
How well do you think the offensive line played when you consider you ran for over 200 and in this game did not allow a sack either?
They play really good. And there's some guys like Colton Prater that's banged up, you know, playing through injuries. Man, those guys deserve a lot of credit. But like I said, this week in practice was a great week. They're very focused, very locked into what they had to do and their assignment. So it just showed in the game.
On the left side to Justin.
Jamon, we ask you every week about more explosive plays. We can't ask you about them today because you finally got them yards after catch and down the field throws. What was the difference and how nice was it to have some of those today?
It was very nice. Very nice to have it. It was very nice to see that your practice is paying off and you're correcting mistakes, film study and all that is paying off. And those are our base plays, and I think we just executed them well because it was slowed down on the field for us. So I think that we just took it for what it was and executed well on the field when it came time to.
To the right side, on Suzanne.
Hey, I was wondering, when you talk about complementary play,
yes,
y'all obviously did that well today.
Yes,
but
ma'am.
Can you really practice that during the week? And if you do, how do you practice that?
Well, you can't really practice that, but you can practice not having those like drifts in practice. We have break periods where we take breaks and drink water. So I think when we come back off those, it's kind of hard to keep that energy going. But we took a big emphasis this week in just keeping the energy level up and just staying focused. So I think that translated over to when we got back on the field in the game, we just took advantage of the opportunity.
All the way to the back to Daryl.
Jamon, I know everybody appreciates you having Kellen's back, but is there a way to do that and not get personal fouls?
For sure.
Because certainly that has hurt you guys in the past. Luckily, it didn't hurt you today too bad.
For sure. Yeah, you never want to have self-inflicted wounds, and Coach talked about it. You know, we're having his back, but, you know, when the guy walks off with his shoe, just let him have that. Let us get the penalty for that ignorant play and just kind of stay focused on the task. And, yeah, you're right, though.
We'll wrap it up with Olin here on the left.
Jamon, is that as good as y'all can play offensively?
We play well. We learned from our mistakes in the past from feeding off each other and executing those base plays that Coach calls for us. But, you know, best we can play, that would be, you know, I don't know yet. But definitely took a step forward in the right direction, though. I can say that.